234. A weary warrior. I warily weaved my way across the path of the watercourse. I had to remember that I was a warrior. My first duty was to fight the enemy. Like many warriors, I was brave. But unlike many, I possessed a wary attitude. Some thought bravery meant acting as if their life was not precious. I didn't buy into that. My life was precious. It was also warrantable. And whatever warranty I had expired long ago. This didn't mean I wavered in my duty. Unlike cowards, I don't turn to wax just because I'm a bit weary. Weariness is just another fact of battle, another fact of life, really. The weaver of this grand scheme we call life put us in our situation for a reason. Right now, I had to figure out how best to cope with being hunted down by a superior force of men. I had tons of places to hide. The water was wavy, and if I dove in, the enemy wouldn't be so willing to jump in after me. This wasn't the Navy chasing me, and they weren't waterproof individuals. They wouldn't be so willing to look through tons of trash either. An abandoned waste disposal plant was ahead of me. I thought briefly of hiding in the tall weeds of the waxy textured grass. That was too obvious a place, however, and besides, sections of the grassland had already begun weathering away as winter approached. I had to quickly wed thought with action. My own welfare was at stake here, not to mention the well-being of those men serving under me. I had to wheedle out of this. I kept thinking about my young brother. He had invited me to his wedding. I wouldn't be able to make it, of course. I was off at war. But that very day, while I was running from my life, he was making wedding vows. I wanted to survive this ordeal, if for no other reason than to tell my brother congratulations. The thought of not seeing him again made me weep slightly. I suddenly found a weird-looking, wedge-shaped object in the grass a few yards from me. The enemy approached, one by one. With my newfound weapon, I slowly but surely took them all out. It was my greatest battlefield triumph. And yes, I made it back and celebrated with my brother.